Andy couldn't believe his luck. This morning, he'd been sweeping out crummy apartment buildings. Then, a few hours later, he concocted a ploy to catch the mayor leaving the police station so he could confront him about the arrest of Rex Murphy, member of the press and his former co-worker at the Advertiser, even if the reporter didn't remember him. And now, here he was working with Rex on catching the real sewer killer, the Strangler. Except Rex said the two detectives didn't call the killer the Strangler.
They asked me if I ever heard of the lamprey.
The lamprey? I take it that's not the French word for lamp?
It's a kind of fish. They look like eels. They got these toothy, tube-like mouths, and they attach themselves onto their prey like suction cups. They chew off the scales, drilling a hole into their victims. They suck out the blood and the juices, eating flesh, organs, whatever they can.
So they're parasites, like leeches.
That's right. You see the obvious parallels to the sewer killer. Whoever the murderer is, they're draining the life out of their victims, stealing blood.
The cops decided to name the killer the Lamprey?
No, the killer picked their own moniker. They sent a letter to the cops, to the police chief, in fact. It's been kept hush-hush. A way to weed out false confessions. The detectives thought I'd admit I was the Lamprey if they showed me the letter.
But they showed you the Lamprey's letter?
Andy thrilled at access to such material. Here he was at the core of the Strangler, or Lamprey, case. The inside scoop. He was hearing it from Rex Murphy himself.
My bosses threw me outside, but I'm right back in.
I didn't have my pencil and notepad, but I can remember most of it. In the first part, the killer described what a lamprey was, how they'd survived in our oceans for hundreds of millions of years. Their camouflage allows them to blend into their surroundings, hiding from others, both predators and prey. They scrape along stones or swim through murky depths, searching, hunting. When they see their chance, they attach themselves to another fish.
Rex pretended to affix his cupped hand to Andy's shoulder.
Killing it ever so slowly.
Rex pumped his hand, mimicking the lamprey's ingestion of blood and flesh. Andy must have looked distressed, because Rex let go.
Yeah, sorry, I got carried away.
Not a problem. What did the rest of the letter say?
He went on to describe their parasitic nature, a role he admired. Then the killer said that he's a human lamprey, sucking the life out of Arkham citizens. But he's not killing for his own food. He's feeding the vital juices he takes to a superior being. It sounded as if he meant a god.
Which god?
Internally, Andy recoiled at the mention of strange gods. He'd personally found himself offered as a sacrifice. But who was he kidding? He'd do it for another shot at getting his old job back. Writing for the paper was that important to him.
What?
What?
Did you ask me what god the lamprey was feeding?
Rex had a curious gleam in his eyes. He stopped walking and looked Andy up and down, reassessing him.
Yes. Which god is he killing for?
He didn't say.
Rex glanced around the barren night streets.
Andy, you said you worked at the Advertiser?
That's right.
Then tell me the name of your editor.
Doyle Jeffries, the same as you?
Rex had taken a step back, getting ready to bolt. Andy's answer calmed him down.
Aren't you acting a little paranoid?
Yeah, sure, kid. But if you knew the things I know, you'd be paranoid too.
You'd be surprised what I know. I've seen spiders the size of Model Ts.
But this wasn't the time or place to share horror stories. Rex continued walking and talking.